We are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. Today we are going to be talking about Avengers Campus. Thanks for all the support recently, and I really hope you enjoy.
Anybody that knows me knows that my biggest fixation is Disney.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about, like, Disney in general. Like, I'm talking about the Disney parks. The Disney parks are my literal shit. And so is Spider-Man and anything Marvel, which is where we come in today. So, on June 4th of this year, they opened up Avengers Campus at Disneyland, and I couldn't be more freaking excited.
I feel like you were on the email list.
Oh my god. No, I didn't. Were like... Dude, as soon as they announced this shit, I was like, oh my god. I'm usually a Disney World stan. I mean, that's where I've been. It's where I live closer to, so it's just one of those things. It's like everybody kind of just leans toward one or the other. But when I heard that Disneyland was getting Avengers Campus, oh my god.
So this is not in Orlando, this is in LA?
Yep, is it in California. I don't know, I think it's Anaheim.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm pretty sure it's in Anaheim. Like I said, I don't know that much about Disneyland. I specifically am obsessed with Disney World. It's kind of a problem. but they opened up Avengers Campus this month. That's really cool. There's so much I could even ramble about. The theming is absolutely incredible, man. Like, as we know, I'm literally named after Peter Parker. Like, I love Spider-Man my whole existence. And he has his own attraction. It's called The Web. And you get to, like, actually... I watched a video on it this morning where when you move, it has, like, this 24-hour reaction to your body moving, and it goes based off your eye movement and your arm movement, and you actually get to shoot webs out of your hands. And it, like, lines up.
So is it, like, a more fancy version of the one that's at Universal Studios that's the Spider-Man ride?
I don't know.
Is it kind of more fancy? Like, because that's what that's the only Spider-Man ride I've ever seen. I've never even been on it.
You know, I don't even know that much about that ride because I've been trying to, like, hold off because, like, I know we plan on going to Universal at some point. Yeah. And I did not want to spoil that because I'm not as excited about Universal as I am to go to Disney. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to save that for the moment.
I just know it's kind of interactive. So it probably is, like, they probably took the idea off of that and just made it better.
They might have.
Yeah.
To me, it's a lot like the idea that they had for the Flight of Passage Avatar ride at Disney World, which, in my opinion, is the best ride Disney's done so far that I've rode. Absolutely obsessed. And I think they just keep getting better and better with these interactive rides. And it makes me really excited for the technology that Disney's working on. Like, they're so advanced. And it's just really interesting to me. But speaking of advanced, one of the things that you've heard me talk and ramble about for, like, probably a year now is their development of the Spider-Man animatronic.
Yes.
And I was really nervous about it at first because I was under the impression that it was going to fly over the crowd. And I was, like, super scared that it was just going to cause an accident. It was just going to be a really big lawsuit for Disney. But after watching the videos and stuff, what it is, it's like, so each character has their own, like, little mini show, it seems, from what I've seen of videos of it. And Spider-Man has this little show where he, like, does all these acrobatics, like, back and forth, like, showing off and playing to the crowd. And then he's testing out a new suit, I think is what it is. And so he climbs up the wall, like, the cast member as Spider-Man. And then the animatronic takes over and just freaking flips. Like, it just goes flinging with the web slingers. And it is so fascinating. It's so cool. Because it just goes flying and then, like, so smoothly... Spider-Man just shows up out of nowhere on the other side, obviously, because he's flown through the sky. And he comes out and he, like, climbs down the wall like a spider. Like, it's so sick.
Yeah. I feel like with all the new technology and stuff, even, like, VR technology that we have at home, like, you need something that's going to, like, combine, like, the new HD of, like, screens.
Yeah.
And then also having, like, things like really advanced animatronics, like, because it just, like, ups the experience.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I think that's part of what they're wanting to do is to where it doesn't just feel like your everyday, like, PlayStation VR at home.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, if you're paying money to get into this attraction, it needs to be something special.
Yeah, especially Disney. Like, I feel like they go above and beyond to make sure you get this fully immersive experience. And that's what I love so much about them. Because it's not like they just, like, threw up a sign that this is Avengers Campus and just threw on a Spider-Man ride and called it a day. Yeah. Like, literally, from what I saw, when you walk in, Tony Stark's, like, arc reactor that keeps him alive and also, like, holds up his, like, building and stuff that he owns mm-hmm. is just built into the ground. So it's powering the campus.
That's cool.
It is so fantastic. And there's just so many, like, little hidden gems that, like, they just go the extra mile to do these little itty-bitty details. And that's why I feel like it's worth it to go.
That's what I feel like about a lot of parks, especially just, like, Universal. I haven't been to Disney, but, like, I know my experience from Universal is, like, little things like that. And you, like, feel like you're in, like, that world or, like, a different world than ours whenever you're in it. Like, little stuff like that just, like, makes the whole experience.
Oh, yeah. What was, like, so a big thing with, like, the Disney community is so weird, but their obsession with the trash cans. Because yeah. Disney doesn't just throw in a trash can and it's just like, yep, that's a trash can. Like, it's not just like some boring blue bin. They theme every one, like every single trash can based around something. Like, next to the web ride, they have like all Spider-Man themed trash cans. And then they have some that are based off of Stark Industries, which Tony Stark owns. Like, there's just so many cool, just like little hidden things. And one of my favorite things I found out was that the maintenance crew that goes through and like cleans up the trash, you know, and all that,
mm-hmm.
they literally are wearing suits that say the Department of Damage Control, which is the same people in the Avengers films that cleans up the damage that the Avengers do while they're fighting crime.
That's cool.
It's so cool. And I like, there's a big thing where people, when they talk about being like on their college program and stuff, they said maintenance is one of the coolest jobs you can get.
Well, that the whole thing with that is just really cool for like the immersion, because like I feel like if you're in a theme park, like there are things that take you back to like your regular world.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like take away as many of those as possible, I think that's really neat and really like cool to just kind of be like in this world for a day.
Exactly. It really feels like you're like downtown New York.
Also, I feel like whenever we go, you're going to make me take so many pictures of you by these stupid trash cans. You'd be like, stop, you're embarrassing me.
No, I definitely did that when I went. Like, definitely, I wasn't even, like, fully immersed in the Disney community yet. Like, I just went one time, honestly had an awful trip. But, like, even just, like, the trash cans, I was like, oh, man, taking pictures of them. Like, I thought they were so cool. It was the dumbest thing, I know. But I'm so hyped about it. And I've never really cared to go to Disneyland that much, but I am so hyped. Like, I have to go now. And the coolest thing that I think they've done is, yeah, right now there isn't as much to do as what, I don't know, like Magic Kingdom has. But if you think about it, Magic Kingdom's been around for years. And the way I was reading the engineers talking about Avengers Campus today, and the way they're doing it is they're holding back because they want to add on to it based off the Disney Plus shows and the movies that come out in the future.
That's probably a good idea.
So it's always evolving. It's not always just going to be, like, just based off the Avengers, because there's going to be way more to come. And that's what I find really cool about it.
So is there any Avengers stuff at Disney World, or is this, like, a new concept?
So because of the battles between Universal and Disney owning the rights to things,
yeah,
there's not. Okay. Not at Disney World. Honestly, I was really, like, excited that they were even able to add Spider-Man at all into this thing.
Yeah.
Because last I had heard, Universal owned, like, all the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which, I probably should have read up more about it lately, and I just haven't been, but they might have changed that rule, but there was a contract saying they couldn't.
Yeah, that's just really interesting with all the contract work of, like, who owns what and, you like, with the attraction.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really cool.
And, like, I find it really interesting that Universal still has their Spider-Man ride, but now Disney has their Spider-Man ride, and it's still allowed to be a thing.
Yeah.
That's really confusing to me. And I think it might be because the one at Disney World is specifically based around the Tom Holland Spider-Man. And
oh,
I think the
I
one at Universal is based off the ones in the comics. I could be wrong, don't quote me on that, but I think that's what it is.
That would make sense. Well, especially because the Universal one has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I specifically remember going to it when I was really little.
Yeah.
And so that would make sense that it's like an older version.
That's my assumption. I mean, like I said, I don't know 100% because I don't know that much about the Universal rights and all the legal processes behind it. I just really just love the character, and I'm really excited that Disney's done this expansion, because, like, I know at Disney World they just did the Star Wars land, and I personally just don't like Star Wars, so I wasn't that impressed with it. Like, I'm impressed that Disney was able to do such cool Imagineering behind it, but I just didn't really care that much. And, like, before that, it was Toy Story Land at Disney World.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't really like Toy Story as much as most people do. Please don't murder me. I never really got in the series that well.
Yeah.
But knowing that Disneyland was able to incorporate something that I've been really passionate about for a long time was really cool to me. And I think it was definitely an expansion that they needed in the parks.
Yeah, which I don't exactly understand the passion. Like, it's so hard for me. Like, when you, like, when you're talking about it, it's hard for me to understand. Because, like, I've seen some of the Spider-Man movies, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen anything new. And yeah. So it's, like, it's so hard for me to understand. Like, I don't get it, but okay, have fun.
No, I've definitely really, like, enjoyed the character for a long time. And, like, there's definitely a lot of, like, hatred back and forth of, like, who's the better Spider-Man and what version's the best. And, yeah. Like, everybody has their own opinions on it. But I can see, if you've only seen the older ones, why you wouldn't understand the love for it.
But, like, for escapism, is it, like, you wanting to be, like, the character?
Oh, yeah.
Is that it? And so that's also why the whole, like, theme park idea is just, it works well because it's immersive.
Yeah, at least for Spider-Man specifically, that's what it is. Yeah. It's just, like, Spider-Man's always been, like, such a comfort character for me. And, yeah, there's all, like, the Tumblr posts and everything that's, like, secretly Spider-Man is trans. And there's, like, all the jokes and Spider-Man.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's a whole conspiracy that Spider-Man's actually trans. And because, like, there's jokes in, like, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Is there?
Where, like, the biggest bully that Peter Parker has, his name's Flash.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, like, calls him, like, something like Small Dick Parker or something. It wasn't really that, but it was something, like, to joke about dicks and, like, all these jokes. And it's just, like, it makes sense for the character wholeheartedly, in my opinion. It's definitely not canon, but I wish it was. And for that reason, it's just, like, one of those things. It's just, like, I really, really feel passionate towards him.
Yeah.
Because he's so positive despite all the shit he's been through. Like, I mean, he's lost, like, almost his entire family except for his Aunt May.
Yeah.
And now he has Tony, but if you follow it up with the movies, spoiler alert, Tony's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things. It's like, he's such a positive person. He's just your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's had all this trauma.
Well, I feel like what always interested, like, me about him, like I said, just seeing, like, the movies that came out when I was younger, was just, like, him being kind of, like, nerdy and not being, like, I don't know, not being, like, a stereotypical, like, superhero type of thing. And then, like, the whole transformation into Spider-Man, like, I always found that stuff really cool. Yeah. And, like, the scene where he kisses his girl and stuff, that always fascinated me when I was little. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I was like, what?
Because, like, it is.
Yeah.
No, that's another thing I really love about him. Because, like, I feel like I'm such a, like, almost like a snob mm-hmm. about superheroes. Because, like, I hate a lot of the DC characters because I think they're too stereotypical.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably a lot. I mean, all characters. I mean, even some of the Marvel ones are pretty stereotypical. I mean,
I mentioned Batman and you're like, shut up.
No. To me, it's just they made too many of them.
It's the only superhero I like.
It's fine. I just really prefer Marvel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're okay. I mean, they definitely have their ups, too. And yeah. Marvel also has their downs. I have a lot of opinion on Marvel downs that they've had.
Yeah.
Especially since Stan Lee died. I think a lot of it's went downhill. But, like, to go back to what we were talking about with Avengers Campus,
mm-hmm.
Another thing I find really cool is that they are opening up an Avengers Campus. I believe they said it, like, all the Disney parks around the world.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's what I read. And so I think there's already one in Disneyland Paris. I could be wrong. It's in one of them, but they have all these other attractions already, and they're going to incorporate those eventually, I believe, in the Disneyland Park in Anaheim. And I think that is so cool that they can have all this variation, but it also be a similar thing at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool, because I don't know much about the differences between the parks around the world. Mm-hmm. I just know that there are multiple ones, and, like, some of them do have different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that is cool.
They all really do. Some of them are a lot bigger and more advanced than others. Like, Shanghai and Hong Kong, they have the most advanced stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about
that. It is insane what they can do there.
Yeah.
And the merchandise is incredible. I would do anything to go to one of those. But, like, Disneyland Paris, as far as I know, it's a lot smaller, but, like, it's still really cute and just quaint. And just the idea of being able to have that different experiences, different languages,
yeah,
with the Marvel characters and see how they're experienced around the world, which seems really awesome.
Yeah, I wonder what it would be like to be able to go to the one in California and then also, like, see some of the others.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and do, like, comparisons and stuff, and then you have, like, cultural differences that you, mm-hmm, like, deal with in that, and that's, like, it's really fun. I feel like it would be really fun just to, like, see the atmosphere, you know?
Yeah. And especially in other countries, they can get away with different things than what we can in America, and there's different things they can't get away with.
Yeah.
And so, like, different things are cut out or added in, and it's just, it's so interesting to see what they could do.
Yeah.
Because, like, some people are like, it's all Disney, it's all the same, you know? Like, why would you want to go to Disney World versus Disneyland? But it's not. Disney has a way of somehow making them all different.
Yeah.
But just as magical every time.
Yeah. I feel like, well, if they made them all exactly the same, you wouldn't want to go visit, exactly, other ones. Like, I don't feel like that would be a good, like, marketing strategy.
Not that, no. No. And, like, another thing that they're doing at Avengers Campus is the food. Which, again, any Disney fanatic knows, the food is a big part of the Disney experience.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want just your stereotypical theme park food that's overpriced, which Disney food is overpriced, let's be real. It is. Everything at Disney is overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always just bland food. Like, you get a fun experience when you're paying this much more. Like, one of the things that you can buy is an extra thing is, like, the Infinity Gauntlet. From, like, Thanos, like, the giant hand with the gemstones. Yeah. And it holds your cup, like, your drink. And you can slip it on, and it, like, it lights up, and I think it might make sound. Like, it's just, it's something that, like, you know, kids would enjoy, and really big fans would enjoy.
I'm not a fan, and I feel like I still think, I would still think it would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even just not being a fan.
Yeah, like, as long as you even just slightly know what it is, I think it's pretty awesome. Because you just feel so powerful with it. And they have, like, Pim's Test Kitchen and, like, all these other things. And, like, I was telling you the other day, like, you can get, like, this giant vegan meatball that's, like, plant-based. And it comes in a giant spoon and you get this tiny little fork to eat it because the whole thing is based off Ant-Man where he can, like, grow and shrink things.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, that different experience and variance. It just makes so much more sense to me. It's just, like, that's another reason why, like, their theming just goes above and beyond.
So would that be, like, one themed cafe, or would it be, like, multiple different ones that are themed?
So, with Avengers Campus specifically, there is, like, the Pim's Test Kitchen, mm-hmm, and then I think there might be, like, another thing that's kind of, like, half built onto it that's also, like, part of Pim's Test Kitchen.
Yeah.
And then there's a shawarma cart.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you've ever watched Avengers, at the end of it, when they revive Tony, when he, like, falls through the sky, he just goes, there's, like, a shawarma place across the street, let's go see it. And it's just, like, this, like, ongoing joke in, like, the Marvel community that you want to try shawarma. Well, they have a little shawarma cart, and you can actually try shawarma, like, in the movie.
That's cool.
It's so cool. And they have, like, all these, like, little seating areas around it. So they got a couple places. I have a feeling they'll probably eventually add more to it as well.
I feel like some of that food stuff reminds me of, like, the Harry Potter stuff in, like, Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember, like, trying all the different, like, foods and drinks that you hear about, like, in the books and the movies. And that was so cool to me when I was, like, 10 or something.
Oh, yeah. It'd be cool to me now, honestly. Like, I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan, but
it, like, absolutely blew my mind at, like, a young age. I was, like, I was reading about this in the book, and now I can, like, actually have it. Like, that was so cool to me.
And, like, that's a big thing to me is, like, you do have to remember Disney was originally built for children.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean adults can enjoy it. Hello, I'm literally 20. It's my whole life. But you have to, like, realize, like, think back in the childlike state, like, how cool that would be to see your favorite, like, superheroes in front of you and talking to you and engaging with you. And it's not even, like, it's just, like, random people talking, like, behind the suits. It's the voices.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Peter Parker talking. Yeah. Like, it was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, all these different shows. Like, they have one with Doctor Strange, who's a sorcerer.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an entire magic show.
That's cool.
Where he's talking about, like, saving the world or something. And it shows him, like, opening up portals with his hands. And you can see it.
Yeah.
And, or, like, he pulls out, like, a sword from this box. Like, there's just so many, like, these cool details. Like, I feel like you wouldn't just get it, like, your everyday tiny theme park.
Yeah, that is really cool.
And there's, like, an entire fight scene with, like, Black Widow. That's a whole thing. And, like, they're jumping around and, like, punching each other. And it's just, like, a whole new experience.
Yeah. Regarding what you said, going back to, like, sort of, like, your childhood nature, like, I feel like so many people judge, like, people our age, like, for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
At Disney, like, I know even, like, not being that involved in Disney, I see, like, posts all the time about how annoying, like, millennials are or whatever, because they're, like, so into Disney, and, like, people our age, like, just going and not having any kids with them, and they, like, make fun of them. But, like, I feel like if you're paying to go, you should have what experience you want to. Like, I don't feel like you should be looking around and be like, why are they here if they don't have kids?
Yeah, that's, like, a big pet peeve of mine. It's just, like, I personally have heard a lot of shit about people getting mad that I care so much about something that's quote-unquote meant for children.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, it's like, why does anybody care?
Yeah.
If I want to enjoy something that actually brings me joy, why should you stop me?
Yeah.
I'm not hurting anyone. Yeah. I'm helping the economy, honestly, with how much I try to get from Disney.
Even if you're not, just enjoy what you want to enjoy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that's just like, it just really frustrates me that people want to hate so much on something that makes other people happy.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, just even seeing just, like, little things, little details just makes me really, really excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
I know what's really cool is they're incorporating, like, the new Disney Plus shows, like I said, like, they're actually doing it now. So, again, spoiler alert, it is now showing, you can get the original Captain America, you can see him, but you can also see the Falcon as Captain America, like in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier Disney Plus show.
That's cool.
And instead of seeing Loki in his Avengers gear, you're seeing him in his time variant, like, prison costume. Like, you're not, like, you're getting the experience as what it is now.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And, like, with Falcon, like, there's some people arguing that they're mad, that they're bringing race into the issue, but I think it's really cool that we're not just getting the stereotypical white superhero. Like, Captain America is a staple of the Marvel community.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing racial variants, and it's really empowering, and I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely something that's needed.
Yeah.
And that should not be looked down upon.
Because from what I can remember in the Marvel community, it's just like, all the main characters are very, very just straight across white, stereotypical boys. And then, like, every time you see any kind of racial variant, they're, like, a background character.
Yeah, and that forms, like, a toxic fan base, too.
Exactly.
Like, without even meaning to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's even, like, there was men getting mad about Captain Marvel being a woman.
Yeah.
But if you read the comments, she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's just those things is, like, you've got to be more open-minded about these things.
Like, what? A woman? No.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my God. A woman superhero? It's almost as if Wonder Woman doesn't exist.
How dare they?
Oh, no. She cuts her hair at the end.
What?
Now she looks like a lesbian. Like, there's so many stupid comments that you always hear.
Isn't there a thing about Wonder Woman being, like, bisexual or something?
Don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. It's DC.
I don't know if you need to see. You're like, don't even mention it. Don't bring it up.
No, DC, no. No,
it's funny. I think that is a thing, though.
It probably is.
Because I specifically remember my, like, ultra-conservative, like, high school teacher. She loved Wonder Woman, okay? And it was, like, around the time that the second, like, movie came out. And she found out, like, that she, like, might be bisexual or whatever. And she started, like, taking down her posters. And I found it so funny.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
That's a true story from my high school. It's so funny.
It's so good. And see, they can't even do that with Marvel because we've already had queer characters that exist.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck are they gonna do? Like, I don't understand how people can get suppressed about it when it's already something that's existed for so long.
Yeah.
Like, Deadpool, he's bisexual. Isn't he? He's pansexual.
I don't know, but...
Something along those lines, and it's just, like, he's, like, my dad. My dad's super conservative and hates, like, LGBT people. But he loves Deadpool. And it's just like that counterbalance and doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I would love to see them put Deadpool in Avengers Campus.
I specifically remember, like, even you're talking about the whole race thing. Mm-hmm. Even when, like, The Princess and the Frog came out.
Oh.
I remember members of my family being so pressed about that. And I was like, why? I was like, this is a cool movie. Like, yeah. When I don't know how old I was when that came out, but I was pretty young. And I just remember thinking it was a really neat movie.
I never, because it's literally based in New Orleans. It'd be a shame if they didn't.
Yeah, it would be really weird. Like, don't get me wrong, there are frogs half of the movie, but, like, still. Like,
it's a classic story that's told, though.
So, and like, it's a fun story, because I remember, like, that was my favorite movie, Disney movie, for a long time, just because of the music. I was like, this music is dope. Yeah. I don't care about, like, what color the princess's skin is. Like,
yeah,
like,
that would be really weird. Care. Nobody who, like, actually likes Disney is gonna care.
Yeah.
And it's not only that, it's just, like, them putting music and, like, the background music, and it's just, like, I feel like with the Marvel movies, you're almost always on the edge of your seat. And now they're throwing comedy into the mix, too, with Deadpool and Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And I think Thor Love and Thunder is going to be that same concept. And Guardians of the Galaxy, they're funny.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's something that I feel like everybody can enjoy. Like, women always come to see it because, like, ooh, hot men. You know, guys can get their girlfriends to come watch it.
Yeah.
You have both some of these happy, wholesome stories, and then you also have Deadpool, where it's a little raunchy, but it's really fun, and especially fun for the older generations.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's always going to be a character that somebody's going to like.
Yeah.
At some point, if you really, like, actually take the time to research and look into the characters of any Marvel thing, it doesn't have to be the movies, even the comics, there's always going to be somebody.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is really cool about it.
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.